Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's right, we are riding with the King, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us for the next hour. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
Never had a bad day in my life. It's just another one in a tremendous streak as the beat goes on. So it's nice. Everything's hunky-dory here. The best player in the world plays in Philadelphia.
That's right. 49 points last night.
The Phillies won a preseason game. The Eagles are on their way to getting more players, whatever that means.
Well, they're on their way to retooling.
Yeah, they're not rebuilding.
No, they're retooling.
Right, and that's what they say every year. Every team.
Well, yeah, they do say a lot of things. So Howie and Doug talk today. We'll get into a lot of this and the Ben Simmons news that we'll get to that came down today with the nerve impingement. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Doesn't sound great to me. So we'll get to the Sixers stuff. Howard, let's start with the Eagles, though. So NFL Combine out in Indianapolis, both Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman spoke today. And the one thing that stood out to me, and we just kind of hit on it a little bit there, was Howie Roseman and the idea of this team at this point, retooling. And Howard, this sounds differently to me than Howie has spoken in recent years. Let's play these two things for you. So we have Howie today, and then we'll play Howie from in the past, just the recent past, talking about the football team. Here's Howie today on how they're going to go about this offseason.
Yeah, I think the one thing we got to be careful of is the amount of cap room we have this year and then how it's affected next year and the years going forward, because we don't want to be in a position where we lose flexibility totally by doing that. So we're hopeful that if we go into the free agent market that maybe we're signing guys that are more core guys than more one or two-year guys, and we look at it from building our team over a 2-3-year perspective as opposed to just kind of this one-year window.
So that was Howie today, Howard, and I want to play this for you. So today he's talking about a 2-3-year window. Now this is Howie Roseman. This is
but,
two.
Yeah, but let me just address that last soundbite. He said sign guys, core guys for 1 to 2 years.
Yes.
So it's kind of a little of both. I think you're overstating this, but we'll get.
Well,
to that
I mean, but he's saying he's talking in terms of a long-term window, not next season. And that is different. This is Howie Roseman after the Golden Tate trade, so 2 seasons ago, when they made the in-season trade for Golden Tate. Here's how Howie Roseman spoke.
The message to our fans, to our players, to our coaches, to everyone in this organization is our foot's always going to be on the gas. We're always trying to win. We're always going to try to put our best foot forward.
That doesn't sound like what he said today. I mean, they sound now like they're thinking more, let's kind of big picture this thing, while the last 2 seasons it was all about that year.
Here's what I'm thinking he's trying to – well, what he's saying. They have 10 draft picks, and they want to be right – 50% is a good percentage.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. You want to be right with 50% of them, and you've got an influx. You need an influx, and he talked about – the salary cap. You need a good influx of young players because they don't cost you a lot of money.
Especially
at
as
first.
Carson gets more expensive,
right.
Which is a significant thing.
Right. So you need an influx of young players with the older players who are going to make more money. So I didn't take it from that, but I don't think like you guys think that he's throwing away this year. I'll tell you this. I think their schedule this year is brutal. But he's not throwing it away. He just wants to build to have a core where he doesn't have to change players every year.
I agree with that. I don't think they're throwing away this year, Howard, but I also think the mentality has changed. They're not looking to go all in to win a Super Bowl this year. That's what I took out of that, that they are thinking more now big picture. And, Howard, I don't think this is the wrong idea. I don't think Howie's stupid for this. I think this is the right idea, but it's different.
Well, what's all in for a Super Bowl? What would you do? What would you do? You're the general manager. What would you do to go all
well,
in?
Well, the last 2 years, I think they've done it. They've signed a lot of older players.
But
and they've given away draft picks.
But they've traded for those players.
Yes.
When they that's after they saw what they did it in camp. Remember, we're still in February, right?
Yes.
I'm just trying to check the calendar.
It's still February.
Okay. All right. The season starts when?
In September.
September. Okay. The camp is in August. So February and August, that's like 5.5 months
away. We have a little while.
Okay. And when they've made trades, whether it was for the running back,
Howard.
Ajayi.
Or Ajayi, right, in season.
Okay. Well, that it was in season.
Mm-hmm.
Blunt, they signed. Didn't they sign him during training camp?
Or spring. It was May or
yeah,
June.
Okay.
Yeah, it was late.
So it was late. So they want to see, first of all, you got to see what you get out of the draft. And you got to evaluate
mm-hmm.
that. You've got to see who you're going to keep and who you're not going to keep. Are they going to keep Jalen Mills or are they not going to keep Jalen Mills? Darby is, I would think, history.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah, right. Brutal. So who are you going to keep? Who are you not going to keep? And those are the kind of things that you have to see, but you can't see them in February. That's why it's really hard when you go out to sign free agents. You've got to project who your draft picks are mm-hmm. going to be. And that's where it's really tough. I still think they could take an offensive or defensive lineman when you never can have too many in the first round because you can get wide receivers and defensive backs later in the draft because it's so loaded with that position. So you really want to kind of see where you are. You can't – what they try not to do, I don't think he really said a whole lot today. Which is what they always say.
But the tone was different. The tone didn't come off to me.
How do you tell a tone? Would you have a meter on it?
No, but you can hear it. One thing we played there is we're going for it. We're always going to have our foot on the gas. One thing, he's talking about 2 years from now. Like, he's not talking about next season.
And what he did is he got himself in trouble by saying that.
Well,
in terms of sports talk radio,
well,
in terms of the fans.
He can say whatever he wants. He's the general manager of the team.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's going to be... Either way, he's
but
going
I think he's
be
being
criticized.
Honest. I think for a couple years that they won the Super Bowl, and then they wanted to try to win it again as much as they could. They had 2 years in a row where they signed older players. I mean, they signed old guys.
When you have a franchise quarterback, you always want to try to go for
well,
it.
Well, then why are they not doing that?
Well, he didn't say that.
Well, he didn't come off as we're putting our foot on the gas.
He didn't make the same thing, the same kind of comment, because I'm just trying to read minds and read how – public relations people.
Well, that's what we all do. We all try to read their minds.
How public relations people get them. It's like some people, whether it's Klentak, McPhail, whether it's Brett Brown speaks, and I don't even understand half the things he says.
He's starting to sound like Gabe Kapler lately. He speaks in cliches with string and
metaphors and cliches. It's like he talked about a string being. I don't even know what he was saying yesterday. But the reality is. You don't want to put yourself in a position where the fans are disappointed, where on March 16th, you start with the tampering free agent.
The legal tampering.
Yeah, which is a joke. So I think he's trying to, and if they sign somebody, then, it's really, you don't have to say anything now. And I think he's trying to put himself in a position. I'm just reading what he says, because I know they work hard at saying nothing.
Well, and some of them are really good at it. And Howie, at times, is good at it.
Even Doug was good at it. Doug was never really good at it, but he's even, better is not good for us. Doug said nothing today.
Do you expect them to be as aggressive with older players? I don't. I think that's the shift. I think if they – I expect them to sign –
You mean older players on free agents?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Because the last couple of years, that's what they've done. Malik Jackson was 30 years old. They traded for Deshaun. He's 31, 32. They have signed older players. I believe this time, if they go into the free agency and they're going to sign players, I think they're going to target those younger guys, 26, 27, with the idea of – we need to build this thing for the next 3 years. I think they've stopped looking at just next year, and they're back to looking at a big picture.
Well, Malik Jackson, I think, was signed because you didn't know at that time they didn't have Jernigan back yet.
They
Jernigan
didn't.
Had signed.
Yeah, they had no one next to Fletcher.
Right,
and it turned out they still had no one next to Fletcher.
Right, yeah, as it turns out. So I think that's why the Malik Jackson, and I don't even know what his number was, but I don't think it was a crazy number, was it? I don't think it was a crazy number. It was a nice number, but it wasn't a crazy number. So sometimes you got to fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that signing Malik Jackson was going for it because you didn't have Tim Jernigan. So you had to get another player at that position. So you got to fill some holes. It's, you know, who are they going to sign at in the defensive? Are they going to sign a free agent defensive back? Who are they going to sign?
I would think they should.
They have to. Yeah. So they have to sign one of those and one wide receiver and then go from there. But they don't want to strap themselves where they can't do anything. He already did that with Alshon Jeffery.
He made a big mistake there.
Yeah.
I just think they're looking at it as I don't think they – the way here's what I got today, Howard. I think they see the window on the team they have right now, the core of this team. It's closing, and they're trying to open up the next window, whoever that core is. It's Carson, and you could probably pick out three or four other younger players. But they don't have many younger building blocks.
Well,
Miles Sanders? Yeah.
Well,
how many young guys do they have on this team you feel good about? Carson, Sanders.
Well, we'll see.
The list is not very long.
How good Dillard is.
We'll get to him in a second.
I think Lane Johnson.
But he's not young. He's 30.
Okay.
He's going to be 30 next season.
Okay, so let's say he's got 3 years left. Let's say Fletcher has 3 years left. You know, when you look at football, 3 years is a long time.
Sure it is.
Sixers only have 3 years left if you really want to break it down.
Well, I mean, they're breaking is the operative word there for the Sixers.
Right.
They're breaking.
So when you do that, you want to leave yourself the ability to be able to go out and get somebody where it doesn't put you up against the cap. And I think their thinking is, even if they can't trade Alshon Jeffery, and I don't know how they can, I don't think he's going to be ready for the start of the season because I know nothing other than a Liz Frank injury takes a long time.
The only way you could trade him is if you have to attach a pick to him.
Or attach a lot of money, which they're going to have to do anyway.
Like when the Browns were doing their tanking, Howard, they traded for Brock Osweiler from the Texans, but they got a second round pick. Like they basically took him and a second round pick. I don't want the Eagles to do that. I don't want to give away a good pick.
No, it could be a fifth round pick.
Well, I would do that to get rid of him.
So, but there's no guarantee that somebody's going to take him, and it wouldn't shock me when he's healthy, depending on who they get. They just cut him. I mean, look, Pittsburgh cut Le'Veon Bell. Did they cut? No, he left.
Okay. And then, they ate $21 million on Antonio Brown.
On Antonio Brown.
And that worked out fine for them.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
So, you know, sometimes you got to bite the bullet and just eat the money. But you want to make sure you're in a position to still have more money if you do that. I think it's so early for, I'll say, you guys to get carried away.
Well, this is the first time we hear him talk. This sets the tone for the offseason. All right, 888-729-9494.
It sets the tone.
It does. Now, before we go to the phone lines here, the other thing that was interesting today was Howie Roseman, and he danced around the Jason Peters thing and said, you know, we appreciate him. But Doug Peterson flat out said, I want Jason Peters back. Howard, the feeling I got from that was they don't yet think that Andre Dillard is ready.
Does Jason Peters have another year on his contract?
No, but he's a free agent.
Okay. So it could come, he wants him back, and it could come down that they didn't work out.
But
the
why
money.
Do they want him back? It should be time to say goodbye to Jason Peters.
I would think so, too. But he played well, even though he didn't. What were his percentage of down? 65% maybe?
Yeah, maybe even more than that. I mean, he played pretty well last year.
So he played well. And
but they drafted Dillard in the first round.
That's fine, but he's still got to be able. Just because you drafted him in the first round doesn't mean they think he's good enough, especially at a position to protect your quarterback.
Yes, but he should be good enough. It's a problem if he's not.
He should be, and it is a problem if he's not good enough. But I think they want to make sure and have protection because who else can they put at left tackle.
Yeah, well, and Vitae's a free agent too, so it's another potential tackle that is gone.
Yeah.
It's just, when I heard it, I wish the answer was, look, we love Jason Peters, and we're also really excited about Andre Dillard. I didn't hear that today. They didn't say anything about Andre Dillard. They traded up in the first round to get him last year. I mean, this is, if you're a first round pick and you don't play by year two, something's weird.
If you don't play better by year two.
But you don't play.
Yeah.
The first round picks play in the NFL these days. Well, they play right away in a lot of cases.
We'll kind
of
see.
Yeah, we will. 888-729-9494, #9494. It sounds to me like the Eagles are thinking big picture rather than short picture now, and I don't feel good about the Dillard thing. Let's talk to Ray in Morristown. What's up, Ray? Ray, you with us, bud? Ray going once, twice. All right, put Ray on hold.
Is that our phones or is that him?
It's probably him. It happens sometimes. He'll come back up. All right, 888-729-9494. So what do we have? We have less than 3 weeks till the legal tampering?
Yeah, March 16th.
Sorry, let me throw this at you because there was a big story out there yesterday. A lot of rumors connecting the Eagles
to...
It's rumor season.
It's internet frenzy.
Speculation, rumors, nonsense. How about the Amari...
Twitty, it's
talking.
Yeah.
Well, the Twitty-its yesterday, and me among them, we're talking about Amari Cooper, Howard. Look,
I'd like to have him, but I worry about the injuries.
I do, too.
You're going to have to pay him a lot of money.
So if he wants top five money at the position, that's at least 16.5 per year, at least. And that it might be 17 per year. So I like Amari Cooper, Howard. It'd be great to steal him from the Dallas Cowboys. And I know a couple years ago when Dallas traded for him, I know there were reports out there the Eagles made a bid. Like they liked the player. They were interested. I just don't want to spend most of their cap room, Howard, on a wide receiver. I'd rather go spend on a corner, on a defensive end, on a safety, and I'll draft a wide receiver. I like Cooper, but I don't think that's the best way to build this.
It's hard because speed is so important. I wonder how hard it is to get not the top wide receiver, but somewhere down that's still good. I just want somebody with speed.
Yeah.
I just want somebody with speed. And I don't know who's out there and what's out there that can give you the speed you need at wide receiver. I'm tired of seeing guys, the defensive backs, just right on the back of the wide receivers. And I'm not so sure you can expect that from J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything from J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. But so are you thumbs up or thumbs down on Amari? Because I like the player, but I'm thumbs down on giving him $17, $18 million
a
year.
I'm thumbs down on that money, but I'm thumbs up if you can. And they won't tie in health into their
– And he's been banged up. He plays, but he has a knee thing and a hamstring.
Let's say, okay, you have 16 games and then 17 games. If he plays at least 14 games, he gets big money. 14. It's got to be at least 14.
Yeah, but is he effective in all 14, or is he hobbling around? Because the end of the season last year, he was not himself. Well, the game here against the Eagles, he didn't do much anything. The game in Dallas, I mean, he's played well against the Eagles before, just he didn't at the end of the season.
That would be a hard call based on his injury. Because right now, I'm sure he's fine.
And he's young. He's 26. That's a plus. Yeah. He's a young player. So, you know, that he would help. And he would obviously would subtract from the Cowboys.
That's really kind of a tough call. What other players are out there?
I mean, he's the top receiver by far. I mean, it's him and then a whole bunch of other guys. Frankie's in Roxborough up on WIP. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Frankie. Great. What's up?
Yeah, I'm down on Amari Cooper, too. Because there's so many speed wide receivers in the draft. Like Alabama's got what's his name, Ruggs. Oklahoma's got that Lamb, I think.
Yep.
And why would you spend all that money for Cooper when you can bring in a rookie, you know, with a discount?
Well, that's where I'm at. That they could spend,
and then they could go for other areas.
Right,
maybe,
Frankie. I think they could spend on defense. You know, get a corner, get a defensive end, get a safety, and then go draft a receiver in the first round.
And even maybe a linebacker. Who knows?
Well, they don't spend on linebackers. When was the last time they spent real money on a linebacker? I guess they gave Bradham a decent contract.
I don't think you have to spend crazy money on a linebacker.
Yeah, there might be somebody out there.
Well, I agree. I agree on that.
Hey,
they
like
don't have
T.J.
to spend
Edwards too. He kind
Doug
of
mentioned him the other day.
Yeah, he took a step up last year, did a nice job.
Yeah, I would suspect that Frankie would appreciate. I would assume, Howard, they're not going to spend on linebacker. They just don't prioritize the position anymore.
Well, not as a free agent.
No, and as we've talked about, I mean, Malcolm Jenkins is basically a linebacker at this point.
Yeah, they got to get a corner. They got to get a safety. They really have a lot of work to do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that other teams don't have work to do.
Well, I mean, that's the time of the year we're in. Everyone has three or four or five holes they have to fill. I look at it as Amari Cooper would be a tremendous big name addition. I just wouldn't spend the money. I would go after defensive players. And then you, I mean, this is supposed to be the great receiver draft we've seen in 20 years. Take a receiver.
And they will.
Well, take the right one.
They need two of them. That's the problem. They need two of them. They just can't just. And I don't know where they're going to get them, but they need two of them. And then you, the other thing that happens, and you know, you're getting crazy here. The other thing that happens once teams draft players,
yes,
then other teams say, you know, they can't keep all those wide receivers, and they're going to have to let somebody good go.
Sure, I mean, that could happen. Yeah. You could find someone later.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. They need a lot of help in at the wide receiver area.
They clearly do.
They need, I would say, another pass rusher because I don't think they have quite enough there. They need at least a starting corner. Right now, who are their corners right now? They don't have any. It'd be Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas if they had to play a game tomorrow. And Avante Maddox because Darby and Mills are both free agents. They need a corner.
Yeah, well, they definitely need a corner because Darby won't be here.
Yeah, and then they need a guy you could just can count on because they have a bunch of guys that you know are decent, but you can't count on them. 888-729-9494.
You gotta relax, though. You gotta.
I mean, I got the GM telling me it's about 2021, 2022. 2020 is coming up next year, Howard. We're in 2020.
I just, you know, he wants to prepare for all of the next 3 years.
And I think that's the smart way to do it. But it is noteworthy.
It's too early to even make a prediction on the season, but I worry. That they have such a hard schedule. Although the Patriots, believe it or not, have the hardest schedule.
So what's your gut telling you? You feeling no playoffs? Or are you feeling?
No, I think they can make the playoffs. But
a year like last year, another 9-7, 10-6.
Well, you need home field to get there. I don't care if you play. Well, this year you could have a bye. I think you really need a bye the first week.
Well, they're not that kind of team right now. They got to get a lot better.
Not with that schedule. Although I don't think San Francisco is going to be as good this year. Teams that come off a Super Bowl loss are normally not as good the following year.
I agree with that. 888-729-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Eagles, on Howie, Doug today, the whole Jason Peters thing, which just it boggles my mind. And we'll talk on the side about the Sixers. A win last night. Yeah, my mind's
boggled. I'm concerned.
My mind is boggled. Why Jason Peters would be in the plans?
We need medical help here.
Yes. Well, the Eagles need help. Get Peters out of here. I'm done. All right. We'll come back. All that and the Sixers. Joel Embiid, best player in the world last night, Howard. Last night he was.
What happened to the Milwaukee game? Did you forget about that big guy?
He didn't have the right attitude that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Ben Simmons, we have the latest on his nerve impingement on his back. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. 628 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin in for the hour. We're talking Eagles today. Howie Roseman spoke. Doug Peterson spoke. The offseason will be here. I mean, it's basically here now. Combine going on right now. Eagles meeting with some wide receivers out there. So that's all on the docket. And of course, Howard, the Sixers win last night. They come back after they lose Ben Simmons on Saturday. They lose the game on Saturday. They get run out of the building by Milwaukee again. And Ben is hurt. So he didn't play last night, and he's not going to play for a while. So today the report was a nerve impingement in his back. I don't know what that means, and they didn't really say what's causing it, whether it's just a disc or whether it was how it happened.
Depends
but,
on where it is. Yeah. And I would think an impingement is around your spine or your disc,
yeah, it's
isn't
it? It's not good. It doesn't sound good.
No, it's just – and I love the way the Sixers – and they're not the only team that does this. He will be reevaluated in 2 weeks, so he's not coming back in 2 weeks.
No way. They're going to reevaluate.
Reevaluate, and I would say – well, again, I'm not a doctor – minimum 3, more likely a month, if he's going to be reevaluated.
My guess is he's not going to play again this season.
What is February, March, April? The season's over in April, right?
Yeah, well, I think I saw today there's about 50 days until the start of the playoffs.
Okay, so if he's out a month, he still can come back from the playoffs. But I still don't like that anyway.
Is it worth it for a back injury? I keep coming back to that. They're not going to win a title this year, and they could have as many games. They're not.
Oh no!
They're
really
not going to get close, Howard. I don't mean to break the news to you.
Was the process any good?
The process, in theory, was fine. It's been butchered in the last few years. Butchered.
No, so the process didn't work.
No, the process worked fine.
You know, I heard
it's
some,
been butchered since.
I heard some caller today, and I will say, bordered on being an idiot. He said, you know, they have two of the top 5 players in basketball. Am I missing something?
Howard, I don't know if you know this, but NBA fans can't count.
I, Well, I don't even know if they have any of the top five
players. They don't.
Embiid might be maybe seven-ish.
He's in the top 10, but he's more towards the back of the top 10 than the front of the top 10.
I'm telling you, these people are crazy. And when you look back at what Bradley Beal's doing, Ben Simmons should not have been on the All-Star team over Bradley Beal.
Let me give you five players right now that are definitely better than Joel Embiid today.
Okay.
Giannis.
Agreed.
James Harden.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
You want to go with Anthony Davis, Luka.
Anthony Davis for sure.
Luka. We already got to five.
Got to six.
Yeah. And he's not.
I would take Luka over because he's so much more versatile in any kind of game. And Embiid, I'm glad people are all chunked up that he scored 49 points against one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA, a team that won all of 17 games. And by the way, with all that said, they got outscored, 40-22?
They were losing entering the fourth quarter.
No, how does that happen?
I mean, look, I will give him credit last night. He carried them without Ben.
Yes.
And he needs to. And he needs to do more of this down the stretch of the season. He had a great game last night. But
he's going to have to play a lot of minutes.
Which is not good either.
No, right.
You know, but what's frustrating is, Howard, last week he has a great game against the Nets. They win. He's the best player in the world. They go to Milwaukee, the best team in the league. He shrinks. He had the right attitude.
You mean he wasn't the best player in the world against Milwaukee?
He got beat by the best player in the world.
He was 5-for-18. He wasn't the best player in the world because the way Milwaukee plays, he's not going to get – if he doesn't shoot it well, and I don't want him shooting it, he's not going to be able to score inside against that team. And then Toronto, he didn't play well either against a good team.
Yep.
Against the good teams –
especially on the road.
He doesn't even look like a top 10 player. Now, I agree that he's a very talented and very good player when he wants to be, when he's having fun. You know, I'm so worried. I don't know if we got to get him a sandbox or a playpen.
You know what? I think a sandbox.
Or a rubber duck. I don't know if he can fit in a bathtub. He probably can't. But just
it has get to be a big bathtub.
Just
it's
get a jacuzzi
guy.
And get him a rubber duck. and just so he can have fun, because gosh, I want Joel Embiid to have fun, because then if he has fun, maybe he'll come out and play well.
It's all about if he's having fun, Howard. When he's feeling good and smiling, he's great. That's the whole point. All right,
the sandbox.
The other issue, Howard, is that it's a problem that they let Ben play on Saturday. He got hurt. He didn't play Thursday. You and I were on the air Thursday before the game.
Yep.
He wasn't good to play Thursday. Back injuries you're not supposed to mess around with. They put him out there on – and maybe he pushed the play. I don't know what happened.
Yep.
But this is like Embiid last year. Embiid kept warming up before games, and he would say, I'm good tonight. They let the players decide this. It's not a good idea.
Here's what I don't understand, and I mentioned it – I may have mentioned it with you last week. Brett Brown, when he didn't have a cliche or a metaphor.
No, strings?
Yeah, strings. I don't even know what the hell that meant.
I'm telling you, he went to the Gabe Kapler School of how to get fired.
Oh, my gosh. But he said that after practice, he went right to the training room. I know, I mean, because I was there, when we were waiting for somebody to talk to, and while Brett Brown was speaking, or before he started speaking, he was on the foul line taking foul shots.
This was last Wednesday, about a week ago.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. So he said he got hurt in that practice, but after practice is when he was on. He didn't go right to the training room, so apparently he didn't feel it and it came back. But the other question is, did he get hurt in the All-Star game? Because he went down hard, right? He went down hard in that game. Did he get hurt in the All-Star game? So is that two players that came away from the All-Star game with injuries, and it's just...
Their luck with that kind of stuff is just, unbelievable.
Well,
but here's the thing. Even if you get hurt in the All-Star game, but then treat it. Don't put him back out there two games later.
Payback's a bitch.
Well, you know what?
They went through all this nonsense.
Some bad karma, you thinking?
Yeah, bad karma. They went through all this nonsense. It didn't work, and I don't care who the general manager was. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, you know what the ironic part of the whole thing is? That they started the process because they didn't want to be a team that just got knocked out in the first or second round. They wanted to shoot for the moon. And now what are they? They're a team that gets knocked out in the first or second round.
Yeah.
Miami's struggling right now.
Yeah, but I think in the playoffs they'll be a better
team. Well, home court might decide that. And they're pretty similar with
the
4-5.
How about Brett Brown before the game yesterday? I forget what day it is. They played yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay, before the game last night, he says, you know, by the playoffs, we'll land the plane.
Was he talking to you? Was he looking at you?
No.
I think there was a shot at you.
I think he...
I think he was thinking back to those Sam Hinkie press conferences.
Could have when I asked
Sam, when will you land the plane?
Sam's still flying around in the air somewhere.
You think Sam misses you? I don't.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I do not think so.
Let's go to... let's talk to Kyle in Thorndale up on WIP. What's up, Kyle? Kyle!
Hey, what's up? I'm not in Thorndale, but that works.
You know what? Wherever you are, you're on WIP. What's up?
That's all right. Wherever you are.
Oh, your FedEx guy today, Howard. How are you, King and Joe?
You're my FedEx guy today?
I was today, this morning. When
oh, I know exactly who this is.
What'd you order, Howard?
It wasn't for me.
Oh.
So if I had ordered something, I would open it up right there on the steps. But I had to keep the dogs away from it. I didn't let the dogs get you. But those dogs are ferocious.
They look like ankle biters.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. That's exactly what
they are. Yeah, they definitely look like that. I'm used to it, though.
Yeah,
but yeah,
bet.
Definitely the Amari Cooper thing. We should definitely get him. He's young. Yeah, he's got his injuries, but young guys heal faster. It's sad to say that Alshon needs to go. Because I've always loved him.
I didn't love him last year.
But he's just such a drama queen.
Yeah, he needs to go, though. I mean, I think it's to the point now, Kyle, where there's no coming back. Like it's been 2 years of this. And, look, if he was still a really, really good receiver, I think you might deal with the headache.
Yeah, right.
He's not anymore.
If I would – Joe, I agree with you on that for a change.
There we go.
If he – I wouldn't care about his attitude if he was the kind of receiver he was the Super Bowl year. It looked like he slowed down. It just looked like he doesn't ever look like he's got all that much energy when he comes out.
Sluggish.
But he played really well that year. If he was like that again, I wouldn't care about his attitude. I really don't care because they all those things get worked out anyway. But he's just not
right,
the same player.
Right, he's missing those easy catches. Like when he was with the Bears, he was making catches. And when we got him, it was
not
like,
the same player.
Oh, awesome, we have a great receiver.
Yeah, and even, like Howard said, the Super Bowl year, Kyle. I mean, think about the catch he made in the Super Bowl. It was an amazing catch for a touchdown.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, and he was doing it with the bad shoulder. I mean, he made a lot of contested catches.
Yeah. If he played that way again, I wouldn't care about all the drama. But I don't know that he plays
it. Yeah,
that's
true.
He won't play that way again. At least I
don't
think
he will. And the whole Joel Embiid thing with the, I have fun when I score 49 points. Of course you're going to have fun scoring 49 points.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, I'm going to get his address, Kyle, and I'm going to order a sandbox, and I want you to deliver it, FedEx, to his place. He lives downtown. I'm going to have, because I'm sure his place is big enough, he can put a sandbox in there.
I would think Joel could put a sandbox in his place.
So he has, and I might get a couple of rubber duckies because he's probably got a jacuzzi in there. So he has enough fun when he comes to the arena.
I will go out of my way to go deliver that package and then go back to the route.
You know what? I can't wait for this to happen. Kyle, we appreciate the call. Kyle's going to deliver a sandbox to Joel.
I love my FedEx delivery guy. He calls me.
I can't wait for the next game when Joel Embiid tells everybody that he got a sandbox from Howard Eskin. Like that's the kind of stuff we need.
Well, I want him to have fun.
Well, we all do.
I know.
I'll take fun.
You, when he has fun. You know, it just
now they're on the road tomorrow night. Will he have fun tomorrow night? They're on the road.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Cleveland tomorrow night. Bad team.
Yeah, they should have fun.
Yeah, but they're 9-20 on the road. They don't usually have fun on the road.
Hey, they struggle against everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah,
they're a lottery team on the road.
Yeah, so they got to be Cleveland though. Cleveland stinks.
Yeah, so did Atlanta. They lost to them. They lost in Orlando. They lose on the road. Everybody.
I know. Well. Can I get that sandbox overnighted?
You know what? You might have to. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in. As we talk Eagles, it certainly sounds like the retool is on, and the Eagles are not going to have their foot on the gas.
Retool is what they do every year.
Yeah,
now
the foot on the gas doesn't sound like it. And Ben Simmons is out, a nerve impingement. And
gas prices got higher, so maybe that's why their foot isn't on.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes
save
for the future.
Yeah,
see, they're thinking big picture now.
Know,
things have
that.
Changed. You figured it out. 888-729-9494 to hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 646 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, you guys on the phone lines with us. Chris in New Jersey has the same injury as Ben Simmons, actually. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe, what's happening? King, how are you doing?
Never had a bad day in my life. Thanks for asking,
Chris. Yeah, I used
Chris.
That too. I stole it from you. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right.
But, I copyrighted it,
so you owe me.
You're going to get sued.
I mean, yeah, well, I have a copyright, so I will win my copyright.
Chris, watch out. Howard's going to sue you.
Unlike the Phillies, but...
I didn't say
that. Yeah, so about... Well, unlike the Phillies with the Fanatic, the copyright stuff.
Right.
What
Chris, what's on your mind? You have a back issue like Ben with the impingement?
Yeah, so I'm a big mountain biker. I used to race professionally in high school, and I still do it like 2 to 3 times a week. I've been struggling with, so it's essentially what happens is when it's preventable from stretching. When you don't stretch enough after, you know, you exercise your muscles and your muscles shorten, what happens is the scar tissue on your back at your spine will actually catch your nerve in a certain spot. So what it kind of makes you suffer from is essentially your muscles throughout the rest of your body get weaker. So where I have it is in my mid to upper back, so it makes my neck weaker and my arms weaker and especially my grip weaker as well. But if it's a lower back impingement, Ben might be struggling more with like his, you know, without, I always hate when people call in and act like they, you know, are doctors or whatever, but maybe he's struggling with like lower back injuries. So it's not, you know, it's not something that just affects the area. It kind of causes weakness because it's weakening your nerves. Brett Brown would actually think it would like use a symbol as it being a string where the string is caught in a spot and you're pulling it too tight. He wouldn't be able to measure it though.
Well, the problem with any back injury in a basketball player is you have to jump, you have to run. Your back is always part of jumping, and that's all basketball. They run and they jump. They run and they jump. And it's not good on a hardwood floor, depending on where the impingement is, and it's got to be somewhere, I would think, on the spine and the disc, but where else would it be impinged?
So how long have you dealt with this thing, Chris?
So I started with it, and so I obviously don't have as good a treatment as Ben Simmons, but I guess the Sixers doctors aren't very – they doesn't seem they're very skilled. I started it in August.
Whoa. I'm not going to let you take a shot. I know these guys, and you're dealing with professional athletes. They're not going to have some guy out of the corner drugstore come in and
– But this is the same team, Howard, that put Joel on the floor with a meniscus tear.
I don't know that it was all Joel, all the doctors. They can only do
– You're right. The team let him go on the floor.
Right.
The team let
Brett
him go.
Brown – here, let me straighten this out. Brett Brown let him because Joel said, I want to play because I want to have some fun. And
it's an organizational failure.
That's exactly right.
That's fairer than just saying the doctors.
The doctors.
We don't know what the doctors
give
him.
The doctors give the team the diagnosis. The team and the player make the decision. And in the past, the player always made the decision.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So I think it's so unfair to criticize the doctors in this case. It's pretty – with today's technology, you see an MRI. You look at it, hey, Elton Brand, here's what it is. Brett Brown, here's what it is. Now, and they give him – well, you know, it could be a little bit of a problem. But when the player says, I want to play, what are you going to do?
Well, you got to have an adult in the room that says you're not playing tonight.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't Brett Brown say that Ben Simmons was the adult in the room?
Yeah, well, I thought James Butler. Yeah, James Butler was the adult in the room.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No more adults over there now.
Oh, okay.
Just sandboxes. Chris, we appreciate the call. Howard, I don't know who's got the final say on this stuff, but Joel 2 years ago.
Now the team's taken over.
Well, you know what? 2 years ago, they let Joel play with a torn meniscus.
I know they did. Hey, listen, I played golf the whole summer with a torn meniscus.
Look at you.
You can play.
Yeah.
You can play.
But you're not a 7'2" center.
What time of the year was that? It was
the Joel thing?
Yeah.
It was January into early February, then didn't play again the rest of the season.
Okay. He should have, because he could have been back in 5 weeks. He should have had it cleaned up.
Right.
And but the team has to make that decision.
I know, but they don't
and
know what
overrule
they're doing over
the
there.
Player.
Everything they do is wrong.
Yeah, but it's not the doctors. I'm not going to let them. You know, destroy the doctors. They're not fair. They have some really good doctors.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All these teams have some really good
doctors.
Unfortunately,
the message is being lost somewhere across. Mike is in Brookhaven. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? Gentlemen, I would like to see the Eagles re-sign Jason Peters to maybe 1 year, 2 year contract, just as one, first of all, as a safety in case somebody else get rid of Viatula and have Jason running up and down, you know, in case one of the other line positions get hurt.
So you want Jason Peters as a backup? You want him as a backup, basically?
Yes. And also, I would like to have him signed because I would like to keep him here as after his playing time, keep him here as an offensive line coach.
I don't think he's going to come and work for that kind of money after making the kind of money.
Yeah, I doubt it.
There's too much work. There's more work than when you're a coach than when you're a player. The coach, you're working
all
day.
Well, I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, that's all right, but I'm just telling you, I don't think he would be a coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice in theory, and Mike, I think a lot of this will depend on money, right? Like, and we appreciate the call. If Jason Peters-Howard wants to come back for very little money, I'm sure they'd take him as depth. Yeah. And then if Dillard is good, he sits.
Maybe incentive based on number of games he plays.
Yeah, but then he's going to want to play.
Well, but he's not going to play if he's hurt, and you can tell by looking at it.
But
tape.
I don't want him to play at all. I want Andre Dillard to play.
If he can still – well, Andre Dillard most likely will play. I'm a little worried about Andre Dillard.
I am too.
You got to protect your quarterback.
I know, and it's one thing that – look, sometimes players take more time to develop, but Howard, they spent a first-round pick on him. They traded up in the first round.
Well, I don't care about the first round, but I don't care if he was a fifth round. He's got to be able to protect the quarterback.
Yes, but it hurts if a first-round pick can't play.
Obviously, you know, on what you used, the resources you used for that first-round pick. I don't even know beyond that. I haven't looked at beyond that, but they wanted to. He was regarded very well by a lot of people,
especially in the pass blocking. He was supposed to come in right away, be able to play.
Yeah. But he's got to be able to play.
Howard, before we go, would you watch all 18 innings of the split squad today for the Phillies?
You know what? I was really disappointed that they didn't play more. But Philly, you know, the Phillies say they don't play extra innings, but I've seen other teams play extra innings.
So it's the Phillies thing? Or is it a Grapefruit League thing versus the Cactus
League?
Well,
you have the option
right.
To not play. And once you used all your pitchers, the other team can say, yeah, it's okay. But I've seen other teams play extra innings. So I was just hoping for more innings because I can't get enough of Joe Smith and Harry Smith and Julio Smith.
Yesterday they had Luke Williams replace Nick Williams, throwing everybody for a loop if you were following along. And Williams came in, Williams come out.
Yeah, it's just, it's so good when you, oh my gosh, it's just, it's not like it used to be. Because guys used to play six, maybe seven innings. That doesn't happen.
Well, I think a lot of these guys, they come in better shape now. In the past, you had to work your way into shape. Now these guys are kind of ready to go. All right, Howard, I'll see you on Thursday night.
That is correct.
And we'll have a Sixers game to react to off of Wednesday.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think Joel gets a sandbox and overnighted?
I'll tell you what. Somebody better, you know, the quick thing to do is to get him a teddy bear so he can sleep with the teddy bear. So
if Joel drops 40 tomorrow,
you know,
well,
we
had
a teddy bear that speaks.
Oh, talks to him.
Yeah. You're the best in the world.
Well, don't misquote him, Howard. He was upset last night. Don't misquote him.
Yeah, but he said after the game, he said he was the best, and then he goes to the media and said he didn't say that. Well, why did you say it?
Maybe he's just be more honest tomorrow night. He could just I'm the eighth best player in the NBA.
I need it. If anybody can find a talking teddy bear that says you're the best in the world, that would make him so happy.
All right, we'll send it to him. All right, Howard, I'll see you on Thursday night, and we'll talk on the other side. 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.